Welcome to another episode of the Jam Pack Report, today for March the 18th of 2021. Of course, my name is Samuel Adams, and this is a daily gaming news podcast meant to bring you the hottest news you need to know from around the industry, hosted on YouTube and podcast services around the world 5 days a week. It's your one-stop shop for everything you need to know. So if you enjoy the show and you like what you see, hit that subscribe button and keep coming back for more. But today, PlayStation takes the spotlight because their Play at Home 2021 program is ramping up in a big way, bringing 10 free games to download this spring for all PlayStation players, not just those with PlayStation Plus. Jim Ryan writes on the PlayStation blog, "Hi again. Last month, we revealed our new Play at Home program for 2021, which aims to provide the PlayStation community with free games and entertainment offers to make the next few months a little more fun. The program kicked off earlier this month with access to a free digital copy of the 2016 hit Ratchet & Clank for PS4, and you can still claim a free digital copy of the game through March 31st. Now, let's talk about the next Play at Home content drop, which hits March 25th. This time, our focus is a selection of free games from some of our top independent partners, and the previously announced extended trial offer for Funimation in the countries where they are available. Starting March 25th, PlayStation and some of our favorite indie partners are collaborating to provide more free games to explore while you're staying safe and staying home. These games include Abzu, Enter the Gungeon, Res Infinite, Subnautica, The Witness, Astrobot Rescue Mission, Moss, Thumper, and Paper Beast, in addition to that Funimation trial. Amazing collection of indies here, but the fun doesn't stop there," Jim Ryan continues. "Starting on April the 19th, there is more to come. Horizon Zero Dawn Complete Edition will be available for free to download between April the 19th and May 14th. We'll have more to share soon. We appreciate the support from the PlayStation community and hope you enjoy our latest content drop. Please stay safe and thanks for playing." Right off the bat, the biggest standout headliner from this collection of games is Horizon Zero Dawn Complete Edition, and that is a wonderful experience. You have the base game and the DLC, which includes the Frozen Wilds. Fantastic option there if you do want to check that out, but I don't want Horizon Zero Dawn to overshadow the fantastic amount of indies in this lineup. Abzu is gorgeous. The Witness is a phenomenal puzzle game. Enter the Gungeon I have poured tons of time into. Fantastic time on PC, that one is, but PlayStation 4, it's right at home there as well, and of course it is backward compatible with PlayStation 5. Subnautica is one that has been pretty popular on Twitch as of late, but you can check that one out if you would like to, and then of course you have your PlayStation VR lineup, optionally with Thumper here since this one's good no matter how you cut it. But so many fun experiences all being given away for free. So if you are a PlayStation player, again, you do not need PlayStation Plus to download these games. This is just a fantastic opportunity to check out some of the biggest games in the indie space, and on top of that, one of the biggest games in the PlayStation exclusive library. Awesome option there if you do want to dive in. But if you are a player on PC and you have a Game Pass subscription, you won't be hurting for games either, because EA Play is coming to PC for Xbox Game Pass members starting today. Since teaming up with Electronic Arts, we've been working to provide Xbox Game Pass Ultimate and PC members an EA Play membership at no additional cost. We want to thank the PC community for your patience over the past few months as we work to deliver a better Xbox app experience for EA Play. We are excited to share with you that starting tomorrow, or now today, March 18th at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, Xbox Game Pass PC and Ultimate members will be able to enjoy all of the benefits of EA Play on Windows 10, including more than 60 of EA's biggest and best PC games like Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order, FIFA 20, Titanfall 2, and Need for Speed Heat, as well as titles from some of EA's most popular franchises, including Battlefield, Madden NFL, Command & Conquer, and The Sims. You also get rewards each month from your favorite EA games, and starting on day one of EA Play on PC with Xbox Game Pass, members can play the new-to-play list title Star Wars Squadrons on PC and console. Of course, you master the art of starfighter combat in the authentic piloting experience. Really good game. I enjoy Star Wars Squadrons if you would like to dive in. You additionally get exclusive in-game challenges and rewards, special member-only content, and discounts on EA digital purchases via the EA desktop app, and you get access to trials of games for up to 10 hours from best-loved franchises and top titles like FIFA 21. To get started with your EA Play membership on PC, just download the EA Desktop app, EA's next generation PC platform that's currently in open beta, and sign into your EA account or create one. Interesting stuff there. Once logged in, you'll be prompted to link your Xbox account and your EA account, and the Xbox app will walk you through the setup process when you download your first EA Play game. Weird workaround here. I didn't expect them to use the EA Desktop app. That was kind of strange. But not complaining either, because these games, again, are included with Game Pass Ultimate and are included with Game Pass for PC. It's been a long time coming, because this is something that was delayed out of December 2020 and pushed into sometime in spring 2021, and players have been waiting for a while. I was actually just talking about this earlier this week when we were discussing the value that Game Pass brings to console players versus the value that it brings to PC players. And EA Play is a large portion of the value of Xbox Game Pass because you have access to so many big AAA franchises from Electronic Arts. And to have those in the PC space now and to have those easily accessible for PC players is something that is inevitably going to bring more people into the fold and to get more subscriptions flowing, which is the ultimate goal of Game Pass, to get more subscribers in there. That's why they're buying Bethesda. That's why they're adding EA Play. That's why they continue to bring more and more games to the service. And it's working very, very well. So if you want to dive in and you are a PC player, you can check that out starting today at 2 p.m. Pacific time. Maybe you want to dive into the Epic Game Store, though, and that's good news if you have friends. That was a weird transition. Epic Game Store is getting a social update. We've kicked off 2021 by recapping major features added in 2020 in the Epic Game Store Year in Review they write on the Epic Games blog, and we gave a taste of what's coming in 2021. Now it's time to take a deeper dive to talk about what is changing, what's launching now, and what's around the corner. A major priority continues to be including more features that connect you to your friends and to the games you love. That involves improving existing features like wishlist, adding achievements, and rehauling the social panel. They talk about their vision for the future of social on the Epic Games Store, which includes party systems, party windows, drop in and drop out of parties, and continue the party in game. In short, this is a built-in voice chat functionality and a chat window that also adds a lot of the functionality that Discord currently brings. But let's talk about what's coming this month. To make sure that we are creating a seamless social experience for our users, we are constantly building, improving, and iterating on existing features. We're revamping our social panel to improve functionality across the board, and here are some of the awesome features you'll start to see this month. Player cards are coming. Clicking on a friend in the social panel will pull up their player card and give you multiple new options. Viewing the card will allow the player to take important actions to manage their friendship and see mutual friends. In the future, you'll also be able to join their party, invite them to a new party, and even customize your player card. There's also improved search functionality. It comes equipped with a more efficient search tool. We've improved the search query, and the results will now feature mutual friend count, the ability to search across platforms, and better matching overall. If you have a pending game invite, you'll be able to click join, and the game will launch and auto-join your friend. There's also minimized view. While you're browsing the Epic Games Store, we want the users to be able to interact with an accessible, minimized view of the social panel without having to open an entirely separate window. Here, you'll be able to see notifications such as game invites and friend requests. And then you have Do Not Disturb, my favorite feature of any social platform. Pretty self-explanatory. Finally, we have Whispers. Whispers have not been widely used, so this feature is going into the vault for now, but we are hopeful to bring it back later with improved functionality for messaging your friends. More updates are coming soon, and if you ever do want to see what is new with the Epic Games team, they have an entire ongoing public Trello board that you can log into and see the progress of your favorite features and the most anticipated additions to the experience. Overall, cool to see. I'm trying to decipher the value this brings, other than validation, because Steam has all of these social features, and I'm sure that millions of players use these social features of Steam, but for a lot of PC players, Discord is where their community is, Discord is where their friends are, and Discord will continue to be the way they communicate, and to have this native integration, again, I feel like is more of a point of validation rather than one of necessity. But I digress. Good to see that friends are beginning to get more integrations. I personally am excited about seeing achievements come to the Epic Games Store and a couple of those quality of life improvements like Wishlist, and to flesh out that store experience a little bit further. But as it stands right now, Epic is continuing to work on it and pour more funding into the Epic Games Store experience, so I'm sure it will continue to improve over time. I have good news for those that are playing on PC, however, because Auto HDR Preview is available for PC today in the world of Windows. Now, if you don't know what Auto HDR is, this is one of the Xbox Series X and S's biggest standout features, and that is that it automatically adds HDR retroactively to some of the biggest last generation games that may not have added HDR functionality, all without you having to do anything. Now, you can see this blog from Hannah on the DirectX developer blog, but in short, what happens is that as long as you have an HDR monitor, HDR is just retroactively added to the games that take advantage of this functionality. It adds a new level of depth to your experience, and I can confidently say that Auto HDR has changed the game for me, literally. The colors pop, the contrast is brighter and higher, it's really fantastic and it really improves the overall gaming experience. Now it is important to mention, this is not something that is public as it stands right now, but you can also enable the preview settings right here, and once the feature is added in full, outside of the Windows Insider program, you can simply go into Settings, then go to Display, and then click the Windows HD Color Settings and use HDR and toggle that to on. If you keep scrolling down, you'll find the Auto HDR toggle, and when you flip that to on as well, that's it. It is pretty simple. Awesome addition to the experience, and it's cool to see Windows is adding some of those big Xbox features that are standout for the Xbox experience. Yesterday, we got a Dying Light 2 update. Very late in the day. And to be quite frank with you, it didn't add much value to the conversation at all. If you haven't checked out this video, I'll leave it here for you. If you do want to see it, it's up on YouTube. I'm not going to play it here because that takes away from the conversation. But in short, developers got together in a very nice room with a very nice camera, and they began to read mean tweets sent to them from the Dying Light community. Then they showed a couple of snippets of gameplay, and then they revealed the game would still be coming out in 2021, and I'm sure more news is coming this summer. Lots of issues here. Again, as you see here on Push Square, they didn't address any kind of workplace allegations that have been flying around. There have been a lot discussed over the past few months, and we've talked about that before on the show, but instead it just kind of turned a blind eye to that and focused on the future. That's one approach to take, I suppose. Additionally, kind of weird to call out the accusations from the community, kind of weird to call out the insults from the community without providing much of an update whatsoever. The gameplay that was seen was fine, I suppose, but again, I kind of expected more from this developer update that they began to promote last week. That's just my two cents. The entire video is about 2.5 minutes long, but a 2021 release, that's something I personally did not expect. And as we all know, release dates in 2021, they're pretty fluid. I wouldn't be surprised to see this one get pushed back yet again to spring of 2022. But the development team will ultimately have to make that decision themselves. It seems like we're going to be hearing more about Dying Light 2 this summer. It's a game that's targeting multiple platforms, and we'll see how it all shakes out. But again, if you do want to check out this Dying Light 2 update for March of 2021, it's up on the official Dying Light YouTube channel. But a surprise drop is coming later today from the team behind Doom Eternal. Doom Eternal, The Ancient Gods Part 2 is out today. You've saved Earth from demonic corruption, defied all-powerful gods from beyond the cosmos, and awoken an ancient evil for one final confrontation. Experience the epic conclusion of the Doom Slayers saga this March with The Ancient Gods Part 2, the second campaign expansion for Doom Eternal. Unite the Sentinel armies and take the war to the stronghold of the Dark Lord himself in one last effort to seal away evil once and for all. With the all-new Sentinel hammer in hand, the Slayer will rip, tear, and now smash every demon in his path across the ancient Sentinel settlements, devastated Earth cities, and beyond, tackling stronger new enemy variants as he nears his final battle. Everything you fought for has led to this moment. Your war in hell ends here. The Ancient Gods Part 2 launches March 18th and comes as part of the Doom Eternal Year 1 Pass, available now as a digital purchase or included with the deluxe edition of Doom Eternal. The Year One Pass also includes the Ancient Gods Part 1, offering pass holders the complete two-part finale to the Slayer's Saga in one package. Didn't know this was happening, but it's a nice addition to the big news of the week, which is that Doom Eternal is continuing to stay on Game Pass for console. Awesome to see there. I believe it's also on Game Pass for PC, but you can correct me in the comments section if I am wrong. Haven't had a chance to dive into the Ancient Gods yet. I did not get the expansion pass, but it's one that I might pick up when it's on sale, potentially. I would like to kind of see what Doom Slayer uses to wrap up the experience here. Doom Eternal, very fun game. I enjoyed it last year, and I'll probably dive back in again. I started playing it a bit over the weekend just to see how it ran on the Xbox Series X. Does not have any kind of next-gen update that I'm aware of yet, but I know that is something that is in the works. Would love to see that fleshed out a bit more, but of course the game already runs and looks wonderful. So hey, no better time than the present to check it out if you would like, and with some new DLC on the way today, good option to do so. An additional stealth drop is this, Tomb Raider Definitive Survivor Trilogy. This includes the original Tomb Raider, Rise of the Tomb Raider, and Shadow of the Tomb Raider all bundled together for $50, but for the next 2 weeks, you can get it for $20. Wonderful bundle here. If you've never played the Tomb Raider Definitive Survivor Trilogy, which includes all three of these games, they're really fun. I enjoyed them throughout the years as they rolled out, and they're games that kind of capture that Uncharted vibe, not quite as much character as what Naughty Dog brings to the table, but Lara Croft is a legendary icon in the world of gaming, and they certainly do add a lot of character to her, and these stories themselves are enjoyable. But where Tomb Raider really shines is in the puzzle solving, and that's kind of how it should be, because that's what Tomb Raider is most well known for, navigating the environments, going on these grand adventures. Really cool stuff here, and out of all of them, I think my favorite is probably Rise of the Tomb Raider personally, but that could just be my personal preference. However, for $20, you can't really beat it. That's something that is just impressive to me. That's a good, solid amount of money to pay. And again, if you want to pick it up in the next 2 weeks, that's when you can get three games for 20 bones. I'll also say I see right here Tomb Raider Definitive Edition is currently $2.99. So if you just want a taste of what Tomb Raider is like, you can check that one out. It does have a little bit of age on it now. It came out back in the middle of the last generation, if I remember correctly. But it's still something that is absolutely worth checking out if you do want to spend some time on it. But that rounds out today's episode of the Jam Pack Report. If you enjoyed today's show, drop me a like down below and let me know what you think about the Play at Home program. On top of that, how you're feeling about EA Play on PC. If you are a PC player, let me know in the comment section down below. But until tomorrow, you guys have a fantastic rest of your day. I'll talk to you soon, and peace.